A lot of the perennials that we use in our flower gardens bloom in the early to mid-summer, and most perennials have finished up blooming by now, although there are some wonderful late-blooming perennials you may see blooming at this point. But for those perennials that have finished blooming, it's time to do some neatening up and grooming in the garden. Look at perennials like Rudbeckia, Veronica, Coreopsis, and Yarrow, any perennial that bloomed earlier and has old flower stalks sticking up on it. They're really unattractive, and they don't help the garden look any better, so this is a great time to trim those off. Throw them in a bucket and then toss them in your compost pile. Now, if you see new growth at the base of a perennial, and oftentimes you'll see that this time of the year or maybe a little bit later on, feel free to cut the perennial back hard, all the way back down to that new growth that's coming up around the base. This is a great time to check the mulches in your perennial beds and add more mulches if you need to. And if the weather turns out really dry at some point, some watering this time of the year won't hurt. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.